The surgeon told Noelle she'd need a steel plate in her mouth. Her jaw would be wired shut. He said she'd go to Germany, then on to Bethesda, Maryland. Noelle knew the farther away they sent her, the less likely she'd return to Iraq. She told him she would not leave her Marines.
When I got hurt, people thought I should go home because I'm a mom with children. Well, they don't ask men to go home because their fathers, when they get wounded, they stay. And so I kind of removed that fodder by refusing to leave my Marines and staying. If I'd have gone home, it would have always been speculated, well, she went home because she's a woman and couldn't handle it. And that couldn't have been further from the truth.
The next day, she was back on base.
It meant a lot to the morale of those young Marines because, you know, last thing they'd heard is half my face had been blown off. And for them to see me walking, I played it down a little bit, but we go home on our terms. And that's kind of what I, you know, let them understand is that, you know, we're here to do a job and we finish it. And seeing me, it meant a lot for them.
During Noelle's 20-year career with the Marines, she earned her way up to a senior enlisted rank. If someone gave her slack, she could put them in their place. And as the May 15 deadline approaches for all military branches to submit their plans to the Pentagon for lifting the combat ban on women, Noelle says this is important, women in senior enlisted roles. She says it will help with the formal integration of women in combat.
They're going to be around a bunch of men that don't want them there, because that's the reality of it. There's going to be a lot of men that think it's going to affect their morale and their ability to do their job. So they need to be mature enough to handle that attention, both positive and negative.
When Noelle returned home from Iraq in 2006, she suffered migraines. Her speech patterns weren't right. She sustained a traumatic brain injury from the blast. But she was so consumed with adjusting to life after deployment, she put her treatment off. A year went by before she finally signed up on a waiting list for cognitive therapy at Onslow Memorial Hospital. Another 6 months rolled along, and no one contacted her. She called the hospital.
My name not only hadn't moved on the list, instead of being like 24 in line, I was like 35 in line. And I'm like, how is that even possible? And so after that, you know, some investigating on my part and their part, it was determined that I was put into the system as a dependent and not as a Marine, not as a combat wounded veteran. When they saw that I was a woman, it was just assumed that I was a dependent.
Noelle finally found her own therapist at a nursing home where staff worked with stroke patients. She retired from the Marine Corps in 2009. Today, she's busy running an antique store and raising her two sons. DJ is a senior in high school, and Robert attends Cape Fear Community College. DJ wants to join the service after graduation. Noelle says the mother in her wants him to choose whatever branch makes him happy. But the Marine says she'd be heartbroken if he didn't choose the Corps.
I would think that if he did choose to go in the Marine Corps, wherever he goes, there's probably somebody out there that I have positively influenced that's going to be able to look out for him when he gets to wherever he's going.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.